开始，有澳洲的大火，然后后来有新冠的疫情，然后现在在美国，经济的因素，还有种族的因素，有许多的不平。Year 2020 is a year full of events. From the beginning, there's a big wildfire in Australia. Then we have the COVID-19 spread out throughout the world. And we have the economic downturn and also racial tension, especially in the United States. But we believe our God is in control.And he's the God of Providence. 相信我们的神是一位全知全能而且全然不离的神。在海德堡要理问答27-28特别讲到神的福音。In the Heidelberg Catechism, number 27 and 28 especially emphasize on God's providence. I will read in Mandarin.There's English translation on the screen. 在27问讲到说，你所了解上帝的护理是什么？那答案是上帝用无所不能、所不在的能力，在一切不管是天气，不管是天晴下雨，或是荒年饮食起居、健康疾病、贫穷。一切都在神的掌控当中，而且是出于上帝的手。In the question 28 and answer， 我们知道上帝他是创造万有，并一切借着护理之功维系万物。那在这一切当中，对我们有什么益处呢？那我们相信，在患难中忍耐。在顺境中感恩，对于将来一切要临到我们的一切，都坚定的信靠信实的天父上帝。任何受造物都不能使我们与他的爱隔绝，因为万物都在他手中。他若不允许，我们并不能受到一切的伤害。We trust God that He is a God in control. He is God by everything. So we believe in our God Almighty. 我们相信神他是掌权的神，他在一切都来带领，来护理，来提供。我们一起起立来念到诗篇46篇。Let's stand and read Psalm 46, verse 1-3. 1-2-3，请。神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量。是我们在患难中随时的帮助，所以地虽改变，山虽摇动到海心，其中的水虽轰轰翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，我们也不害怕。我们来用上主是我坚固堡垒开始我们的敬拜。就是 A mighty fortress is our God.
主是我坚固堡垒，永不动摇之保障。上主是我随时帮助，是我多危难恐慌。你乃仇敌撒旦，能于心魔作乱。他尖叫又嘶叫，看人如拉非常，不必凶恶人难防。我们若靠自己力量，虽然分离最失败，有大能者在我一方， 的世上主做全盘，若你问他是谁，基督耶稣元帅，有成全能主宰，世世代代不改，他之众生离开悬，冬春世界充满灰蒙，功课要将我毁灭，我们不怕已有生子，高筑真理比高阶，有爱之君随梦，我们也不心惊，光保我们能忍，因他用心一定，主愿意出击到底，主言全能无边无量，愿身世上终居王，我们领受圣灵恩典，因主时常在我旁，请你坐在歌声，渺小不声歌声，身体中被伤，真理的兴旺，上主国度永久长。
我们一起低头祷告， Let's bow and pray。爱我们的天父上帝，我们感谢你，你是慈爱永远长存的神，主啊，你是用公义怜悯来看待审判这个世界的神，主啊，我们相信虽然这是一个多事的世界，多事的时间，但是我们相信你仍是掌权的神，主啊，我们所有的神的儿女，我们唯有在你里面能够得到真正的平安，主啊，真是啊，求你坚定我们的信心，让我们能够仰望那我们的信心创始成终的主耶稣基督。这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣的名求的，请坐 ，Please be seated。在希伯来书第十一章第十四节。好，会用中文来念，有英文的翻译在荧幕上。I'll read Hebrews chapter 11, 1 to 4, Mandarin. You can follow in English on the screen. 信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据，我们因着信就知道诸世界是借上帝话造成，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。亚伯因着信献祭上帝，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的证据。见证就是上帝子他礼物所做的见证，他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。我们所相信的这个基督的信仰，是透过历代的圣徒他们所做的见证，见证神话语的真实，来将这个信仰向这个世界来显明。The Christian belief we have through the revelation of God's word and also through the generation of saints to testify and reveal the truthful of God and reveal His glory. 在2020年有两位基督教的对这个当代基督徒有很大影响的基督徒，包括大卫鲍森，还有拉维达加利亚。They are two great Christians and great saints in the 21st century. They made great impact in this world through their testimony, their teaching, and their wisdom. And they are just two of many that are willing and bravely testify for God. 这两位大卫鲍森我相信我们很熟悉，他是一位英籍的圣经的教师。然后拉维萨加利亚，他是印度籍的一个当代的一个布教学者。David Paulson is a great British Bible teacher, and Ravi Zacharias is a Indian descent contemporary apologist. They both died in the month of May. But through the Bible we just read, you know, although Abel is dead, but his deeds and actions still speak. 我们从刚刚看到希伯来书十一章，亚伯虽然死了，却因他的信仍旧说话。那也是一样的，这两位对这个世界有很大影响的基督徒，他们虽然死了，但是因为他们的教导，因为他们的言行，因为他们对神的所做的见证，他们在死后仍然说话，因着他们对基督的信仰。接下来唱这首我的灵赞美你。We're gonna sing 10,000 reasons. 这首诗励我们基督徒，虽然在黑暗的时候，虽然好像我们是没有希望的时候，我们仍然可以找到原因，仍然找到许多可以赞美神的理由。In the darkness like this, we still can find reason to praise God, and that's what the faith the hope of faith give to us. 我们一起来唱这里赞美。
赞美主我的灵，我全所有，赞美你的生命。尽全心和全力，尽所有，赞美你的生命。
赞美主，
赞美主我的灵，我全所有，赞美你的生命。尽全心和全力，尽我所有，赞美你的生命。太阳升起，新的一天来临，我心赞叹歌颂你荣耀，不为过去忧愁，也不论将来又如何，在黄昏时我仍要赞美你。
Bless the Lord,
bless the Lord, my God, oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger.Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find.
赞美主，
赞美主，我的灵，我全所有，赞美你的生命，赞美君和权力，尽我所有，赞美你的生命。那日来临，我的力量消失，生命到尽头的时候来到，我心坚定，不禁心歌颂你。千万年一次到永永远远，
Praise, bless the Lord.
赞美主，我的灵，我全所有，赞美你的生命。Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul,I worship your holy name.
接下来是祷告的时间，请 Abraham 来带领我们一下祷告。
以赛亚书第四十二章第一节到第六节，接到第。看哪，我的仆人，我所扶持所拣选的，心里所喜悦的，我已将他的灵赐，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦，他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音，压伤的芦苇他不折断，将残的灯火他不吹灭，他凭真实将公理传开，他不会心也不上胆，直到他在地上设立公理，海岛都等候他的训，创造诸天，铺开铺张穹苍，将地和所出的一动一平铺开，赐气息给地上的众人，又赐给灵性，给行在其上之人的神耶和华。他如此说：我耶和华凭空一造你，必扶搀扶你的手，保守你，使你做众民的中保，做外邦人的光，开瞎子的眼，领被囚的出牢狱，领坐黑暗的出监牢。我是耶和华，这是我的名，我必不将我的荣耀归给假神，也不将我的称赞归于雕刻的偶像。我们一起起立向神祷告。亲爱的主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，我们敬拜你。主啊，我们在这个世界许多的纷乱当中，这么多人都愿意在让他们世界来听见他们声音的时候，主啊，你是那一位不喧嚷啊不增进的那一位神的仆人。主啊，在这个世界上很多人用自己的强权来压榨其他人的时候，你是那一位压伤的芦苇不折断，江城的灯火不吹灭的那一位有慈爱的神。主啊，在这个世界上很多人想着自己占着理，能够来强行所要做的时候，主啊，你凭着真实将公理传开。亲爱的主，还是感谢你，因为今天在这个无望的世界当中，我们信你的儿女有你这样一位慈爱圣洁的公义的神做我们的救主。主啊，你在十字架上留下宝血，洗净一切信靠你的人的罪，使我们能够坦然无惧地站在父神的面前，为要蒙怜悯，得怜悯，蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。亲爱的主，还是感谢你。主啊，我们来到你面前的时候，主啊，就求你把你美善放在你众儿女的心中，以至于你众儿女今天在这个世界上能够活出你的样式来，按你的心意来做这个世界上的光。主啊，把你的光能够照射到这个真是满了各样的尊敬， 满了各样的凶杀，满了各样的谎言，满了各样的不义的世界上，主啊，做你的儿女，来做这个世界的光，来讨父神的喜悦。我们不效法这个世界，乃是心意更新变化，能够察言何为神善良成全可喜的旨意。亲爱的主，还是把我们还是自己众弟兄姐妹仰望在你的手中，主啊，真是求你恩待保守我们，让我们的生命被你所来塑造，主啊，让我们的生命当中更多有你的品格在我们的生命当中来长成。主啊，亲爱的主，我们来到你面前的时候，让我们不是光光来到这个世界上，主知道了你的救恩接受了你的救恩，就等着被抬进天堂，那是真实在我们生命当中能够在服侍你，在传福音，在我们自己个人生命造就上能够被你来所光照，被你来所对付，挪去我们心中顽梗的地方，挪去我们悖逆的地方，让我们的心能够来归向你，让我们的生命能够被你一点点的来建造，主啊，以至于我们来到父神面前的时候，有一天我们不是一个从火中抽出来的一根柴，主啊，乃是真是有一些东西我们可以放在你的脚前做荣耀的冠冕，做美好的见证，那就是主耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的，主啊，还真是巴不得我们弟兄姐妹那一天我们有一些东西不是靠着我们自己，但是我们可以有一些见证放在神的面前，来见证主耶稣基督在我们这些蒙恩的人身上所做成的极大的改变，所行的这种真正的神迹，把一个犯罪堕落的人能够在我们的生命当中有主耶稣基督的样式和品格。孩子，感谢你，主啊，祝福恩待我们众弟兄姐妹，保守我们，这是在我们生命当中持续做那改变和改变和归正的工作。亲爱的主，还在这里也真是为纪念美国这个国家，主，我们把这两天这一段时间发生的事情仰望在你的手中。亲爱的主，真是求你爱你，爱你的旨意，主啊，真是在这个时候，特别在这个国家，还是有许多人称为你的名下的人，主啊，求你在我让这些称为你名下的人，在这些社会动荡当中，能够真是按你的心意来行事，真是把你的公义按你的心意行出来，主啊，挪去我们生命基督徒生命当中制度的偶像、政党的偶像、意识形态的偶像，主啊，只是让在美国的基督徒真正的以你的公理为公理，以你的正义为正义。亲爱的主，不是肤色，不是文化，乃是真正属神的人就应当按神的心意来行事，就应当按神的心意来说话，主啊，还是把这个国家交在你的手中，盼望我们真是能够悔改归向你的时候，主，你医治这个地方。亲爱的主，孩子也真是把我们每一个人仰望在你的手中，主啊，你让我们真是能够行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心与你同行，主啊，这是真是这个国家基督徒我们所需要的，主，你在求你的圣灵在我们心中来做这样的提醒的工作，主啊，不是行哪一个政党的公义，不是行哪一个派别的公义，主啊，乃是行你的公义、好你的怜悯，不是存着跟哪一派来同行，乃是存谦卑的心来与你同行，主啊，求你医治这地的疾病，主啊，求你真是让你的儿女在这个地上能够分辨为圣，做你荣耀的见证。亲爱的主，还直接把我们这个教会继续仰望在你的手中，主，把我们持续的慢慢的从线上聚会到实体聚会的整个过渡时间仰望在你的手中，主，我们感谢你过去两周当中你的保守，主，我们的感谢你保守我们在线上在实体聚会当中都蒙你的保守，我们献上感谢，主要求你继续看顾这个地方，你洁净这个地方，你拦阻一切的病毒远离这个地方。亲爱的主，还直接把我们众弟兄姐妹仰望在你的手中，主，今天我们所有弟兄姐妹在你的恩典当中，在你的救恩当中，主啊，我们已经是一群从一群原来因怕死而为奴的人，能够你已经把我们从当中拯救出来，我们让我们心中不再有惧怕，乃是满有你的平安和喜乐在我们当中，无论我们怎么样行，知道你的平安在我们当中，也让我们在这个光景当中来经历你的平安在我们生命当中，也经历你的保守在我们生命当中，以至于有一天我们回过头来告诉我们的下一代的时候，告诉其他的人的时候，我们可以做美好的见证，神确实在那个时候保守了我们，看顾了我们。亲爱的主，还是感谢你，主，我们把我们继续从 从线上聚会到实体聚会整个过程当中事工的预备各方面都交在你的手中，主你在我们弟兄姐妹心中来做带领的工作，感动的工作，让我们在各方面的预备实际开始的各样的服事都交在你的手中，特别把我们主日学青少年儿童的主日学的预备开放都也交在你的手中，主你按你圣上的旨意来带领我们。主啊，还记得这个时候特别会为我们教会当中的青少年儿童在这个暑假当中的这段时间交在你的手中，主啊，你保守我们这些青少年儿童在这个暑假这一段时间当中，主啊，有你恩典与他们同在，保守他们脱离一切的凶恶，把我们在不在家中要回到学校的这些青少年都仰望在你的手中，主你救他们脱离一切凶恶，保守他们在你的爱中，也在这个时间当中让他们更深的能够来经历你认识你，在他们生命当中遇到的事情，主啊，求你借着他们周围的弟兄姐妹基督徒，主啊，他们自己在你面前的寻求，主求你恩待保守，主啊，孩子也真是把我们当中身体有疾病工作有难处的弟兄姐妹仰望在你手中，生活当中有难处的仰望在你的手中，主啊，求你让我们这是在生命当中求你顾念我们的软弱，挪去我们弟兄姐妹身体工作生活当中的难处，主啊，让我们这是能够经历在你的里面可以劳苦的重担可以放下来，在你里面得安息这样的经历，主啊，只感谢你，这也把我们今天的聚集再次仰望在你的手中，主，愿我们在你面前的聚集，你话语的宣讲，主，我们的一在一起的敬拜，主啊，都在你的眼中蒙悦纳，主啊，这也特别把我们信息的宣讲仰望在你的手中，主啊，当你的话语宣讲的时候，求你的灵在我们弟兄姐妹心中，主带领感动的工作，主、啊，让我们不光听到，也行道，活在你的面前，主啊，只感谢你。主，愿我们在这里的敬拜，愿你的儿女在世界各道各处的敬拜，都在你的眼中蒙你的悦纳，让你的名得着荣耀，让你的名得着称赞，主啊，让你在所有你儿女聚集的地方，让你被高举，因为你说过，当你从地上被举起来，就要吸引众人的心归向你，主啊，就求你今天吸引你儿女的心归向你，也吸引那些还没有认识你的人，主啊，他们有机会听到福音的时候，吸引他们的心来寻求你，来归向你。这样感谢祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名。
请坐 ，Please be seated。神的话语跟我们说，神他是众光之主，在他里面没有转动的，他是公义圣洁，慈爱。永远长存的神。The Holy Scripture revealed to us our Father is the Father of all lights. In Him there is no shadow. And He is holy, He is just, He is loving, and He is mercy. And He is never changed. 我们来唱这一首《耶和华是爱》。耶和华是爱，让我安歇青草溪水边，神领我身心心中的幽暗，共度每一天。耶和华是爱，在困境中他保守引领，身为我白舍丰盛的恩典，在危难也不改变。在世间诸恩与共，他的爱藏在我身边，身为我是恩惠保守勉励，共同度此生。耶和华是爱，让我 安歇清朝溪水边，无限满足快乐永至心田，再为难也不改变。耶和华是爱，耶和华是爱，让我安歇青草溪水边，神灵我心察心中的幽暗，共度每一天。耶和华是爱，在困境中他保守引领，神为我摆设丰盛的恩典，再为难也不改变。在世间主恩与共，他的爱藏在我身边，神为我施恩惠，保守面里共同度此生。耶和华是爱，让我安歇青草溪水边，无限满足快乐永自心中，为难也不改变。接下来是主日信息的时间，今天信息的题目是接待主耶稣。 The title of today's sermon is Receive the Lord Jesus。 那我们把时间交给洪涛弟兄， Abraham 弟兄会帮忙。
感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们再一次来到神的殿中来思想神的话语。
Thank God that this morning again we come to the presence of God to study the Word of God.
我们一起先来读两处圣经的经文。第一处是在约翰福音一章第九节到第十一节。
And first we'll read the Bibles. And today the verse, the Bible is verse we're going to read, the book of John chapter 1, verse 9 to 11.
大家可以看到眼前的这个屏幕，我们可以一起来读约翰福音一节，约翰福音一章第九节起。那光是真光，照亮一切身在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是借他造的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。我们再来读第二处经文，是在约翰福音三章十九到二十节。
The second part we're going to read is the book of John chapter 3, verse 19 to 20.
约翰福音三章十九节起，光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。感谢神，我们经文就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你，感谢你赐下你的独生爱子来到世界上。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you, we thank you, give you your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and come to this world.
这个世界是黑暗的世界，若主耶稣基督不来，世人都活在黑暗当中。
This is the dark world. If Jesus does not come, and all of us will live in darkness.
圣经也告诉我们，神的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Bible told us that word of God is our light, lamp upon feet, light upon path.
愿圣灵带领我们，让我们从神的话语当中能够明白神的心意，让我们不再活在黑暗里。
May the Holy Spirit lead us from the Word of God, we can understand the will of God, so we not live in the darkness.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们刚才所读的约翰福音的经文告诉我们，主耶稣基督，也就是道成肉身的上帝来到世界上的时候，世人却不接待他。
And in the passage we just read, and it told us that when Jesus Christ, the Word, become flesh, come to this world, and but the world did not receive him.
但是我们从圣经中，尤其是福音书里看到，有一次有很多人要来跟从耶稣，甚至让耶稣做他们的王。
But in the Bible, and especially from the Gospels, and we read the story, for one time, there's a lot of people come to Jesus, and even they want to make Jesus a king.
那为什么约翰福音在这里却告诉我们世人不接待耶稣呢？不是有很多的人要让耶稣做他们的王吗？
But so why Book of John here said that the world do not receive him? Because at that time, so many people followed him and want to make him a king.
不仅仅是接待耶稣啊，甚至要让耶稣做他们的王。
They are not only receive Jesus, and they even want to make him a king.
但是圣经却告诉我们，耶稣知道这些人的心，啊，这些人不过是为了吃饼得饱。
Of course, that in that place, the Bible told us that Jesus knows those crowds' heart, and they come to Jesus, they just want to have a food.
所以耶稣就离开他。
So Jesus left them.
耶稣知道这些人的心，这些人所思所想就是地上的食物，就是今生的事情。
So because Jesus knows their heart, all those people, the big crowd, all they can think of is the earthly food and the things of this life.
他们对耶稣所说的天国的福音、永生之道没有丝毫的兴趣。
They don't have interest in the things that Jesus is going to talk about the gospel to heaven and eternal ways.
所以当这些人听到耶稣说他是生命的粮食，从天上来的生命的粮食的时候，这些人不仅耶稣要离开他们，他们自己也就离开了。
And so when they hear what Jesus said, he is the bread of life coming from heaven, and that not only Jesus want to leave them, and they themselves want to leave Jesus as well.
他说我们只要地上的食物，天上的食物我们不要。
Because their mind is they only need earthly food, and I don't need the bread of life from the heaven.
这时候耶稣就问他的门徒，就是你们也要离去吗？就跟这些人一起，你们要离去吗？
So in that particular occasion, that Jesus asked his disciples as well. He said, "Do you guys want to leave me as well?"
这时候彼得、约翰说出一句非常伟大的话：“在你有永生之道，我们还跟谁
？”And at that time, Peter and John made a very great claim, said, "You have the eternal way. To whom shall we follow?"
所以这句话其实是代表历史历代真正寻求、信靠神、认识神的人所发出的心声。
And this is the claim actually represent all the people, generation to generation, for those who want to follow Jesus. That's their claim as well.
因为在主耶稣基督那里有永生之道。
Because in Jesus there is the eternal way.
地上的食物、地上的荣华富贵，很多地方都可以找。
You can find earthly food. You can find earthly prosperity many places.
但是唯独只有在主耶稣基督这里有永生之道。
But only in Jesus there is a way of eternity.
但是那些只为吃饼得饱的人，他们起初看起来他们接待耶稣，让耶稣做他们的王。
So we look at those group of crowd that they wanted earthly food, and it seems they received Jesus, and they even want to make him a king.
但是耶稣离开他们，这清楚地告诉我们，这种接待不是上帝想要的接待。
So Jesus left them basically tells clearly this type of a receive is not what God wants people to have to receive Jesus.
所以当我们来看到这样的圣经的经文，我们就明白使徒约翰在这里所说的话。他为什么说世人没有接待耶稣呢？因为这种接待不是上帝想要的接待。
So when we look at Disciple John, and when talk about this receive, and they said that people do not receive him, so we understand this type of want to make want to make Jesus a king and I want to have earthly food. This type of the sin is not what Bible talk about.
事实上，我们可以想一下，如果我们把永生上帝、天地万物的主宰，仅当作一个随时给我们提供食物的厨师，这对上帝是极大的贬低。
And I think about how much we actually dishonor God if we treat the God, the creator of heaven and earth, only as our food provider.
也可以说这是对上帝极大的亵渎。
And also this is the greatest respect of God.
主耶稣讲了一个比喻来谈到人对他的拒绝。
And Jesus put a parable, talk about how people rejected him.
我们可以一起来读马可福音十二章第一节到第八节。
And that is recorded book of Mark chapter 12, verse 1 to 8.
大家可以一起看到大屏幕，可以一起来读马可福音十二章一节起。耶稣就用比喻对他们说，有人栽了一个葡萄园，周围围上篱笆，挖一个压酒池，盖了一座楼，租给园户，就往外国去了。到了时候，打发一个仆人到园户那里，要从园户收葡萄园的果子。园户拿住他，打了他，叫他空手回去。再打发一个仆人到他那里，他们打伤他的头，并且凌辱他。又打发一个仆人去，他们就杀了他。后又打发好些仆人去，有被他们打的，有被他们杀的。原主还有一位是他的爱子，末后又打发他去，意思说他们必尊敬我的儿子。不料那些园户彼此说，这是承受产业的，来吧，我们杀他，产业就归我们了。于是拿住他，杀了他，把他丢在园外。耶稣通过这个比喻来描述世人对上帝所差派的先知，以及到最后神的独生爱子的拒绝。
And through this story, God described how the earth actually reject God, and in the end.Reject God's prophet, and in the end, reject His own Son.
从这个比喻非常清楚看到，这其实就是非常明显以色列人的历史。
And of course, this is very clear description of the history of Israelites.
这个比喻开始就说到这个园子的主人把一切都准备好了，然后就是交给园户。
And in the beginning, that it said very clearly is the landowner actually prepared everything, and then it leads into the vine dressers.
在生命记六章十到十二节，圣经告诉我们，上帝带领以色列人进入迦南地，上帝在迦南地把一切都为以色列人预备好了。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10 to 12, it described when God took Israelites to the Canaan, and God actually prepared everything in the land of Canaan.
大家可以看到眼前的经文，圣经的经文，大屏幕上圣经的经文，我给大家来读一下。
And you can just look at the passage on the screen. I just read it for you.
申命记六章十节，耶和华你的神怜悯尽他向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许给你们的地，那里有诚意又大又美，非你所建造的；有房屋装满各样美物。非你所装满的，有凿成的水井，非你所凿的，还有葡萄园、橄榄园，非你所栽种的，你吃了而且饱足。那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华。上帝对以色列人说，上帝把一切都为以色列人预备好，以色列人去就享受就好。
So here, God basically tells Israelites that when they enter the land of Canaan, God has prepared everything. The Israelites only need to enjoy.
但上帝对以色列人提出了一个要求，就是不要忘记神。
But God made a request of Israelites that when you enjoy all this, you shall not forget God.
但是很显然，圣经中让我们看到以色列人一再的忘记神，一再的背逆神，一再的背叛神。
And of course, from the Bible, and we know the history of the Israelites. We know again and again, Israelites forget God and the rebellion against God.
然后，上帝差派先知，也就是神的仆人，在以色列人当中唤醒他们，警告他们。但是以色列人把这些先知要么打了，要么杀了。
And then God sent his prophet, the servant of God, and to warn them, to teach them, and then what Israelites either cast them out or kill them.
最后，上帝的独生爱子，道成肉身的上帝，主耶稣基督来到世上。那么，以色列人借着罗马人的手，把耶稣钉在十字架上。
And then finally, that God's only Son and Word become flesh, come to this world, and then Israelites, through the hand of Romans, killed Jesus.
所以，当耶稣讲这个比喻的时候，当时的听众就包括文士和法利赛人，他们非常的清楚知道，耶稣就是在说他们。
So when Jesus tells this story, and among the audience, there's scribes and Pharisees, and they are very clear, they know that Jesus is referring to them.
所以他们那时候就再一次下定决心，一定要除掉耶稣。
And when they hear what Jesus said at that time, they determined in their heart they must to kill Jesus.
所以从人的眼光来看，文士和法利赛人并不愚蠢，很聪明的。
So from people's view and Pharisees and scribes, they are not fool. They are smart.
他们一下就听明白耶稣在说什么，耶稣就在说他们，一下就清楚了。
They immediately understand what Jesus was talking about, and they know Jesus is talking to them.
我们也看到耶稣的那十二个门徒，有时候总是在问耶稣：“你这个比喻什么意思啊？你这个比喻什么意思啊？”因为他们都是渔民呐、啊，他们有的是农夫。
We can see that actually the On the contrary, the disciples of Jesus at that time, they again and again asked Jesus, okay, what's mean about this story? What mean about that parable? Because they are kind of fishermen and farmers.
但是就是这样的，在人看来，无知的小民，结果他们成为福音的使者。
But the people like the disciples, in people's view, they are lack of knowledge, they are insignificant, but eventually they become the ambassador of the gospel.
那是很聪明反应很快的文士和法利赛人，他们成为抵挡上帝甚至要借着罗马人的手把耶稣钉在十字架上的那群人。
But the people like Pharisees and scribes, they are smart, they are intellect, they are high intelligence, but they become a people who reject God and even to try to kill Jesus.
当然在耶稣这个比喻当中不仅仅是让我们看到以色列人对上帝的背叛背逆，也让我们看到其实世人都是这样的。
Of course, this story not only referred to the Israelites, how they are against, rebelling against God. Actually, it's also a picture of the whole world, how the whole world against God.
约翰福音非常的清楚是写给全世界的书，因为光照到黑暗里，世界的光来到世界上，这是对全世界人说。
Because John is very clear as write the audience to the whole world, because the world become fresh come to this world, light shine upon the world.
圣经也告诉我们，当上帝创造人的时候，以他自己的形象创造人的时候，上帝把一切都预备好了，为人预备好了。
And let's look at when God created a human being, and according to His image and likeness, created a human being. God prepared everything.
神对人说，我将地上一切结种子的菜蔬和一切树上所结的果子全赐给你们做食。
And at that time God said, see, I have given you every herbs that yields the seeds that which by the face of all the earth and every tree will bear fruit yields that for you to be fruit.
进而说就是所有的动物也赐给人做食。
And then God go further, see, all the living things all can give fruit for you as well.
把一切都预备好，但是我们接下来看，当保罗去到外邦人当中，去到希腊雅典人当中，使徒保罗对雅典人也告诉雅典人，神供应一切。
And also when Paul went to Greek, when he preached the people of Greek, his message also covered this message. It basically said God prepared things, provided things for the war.
在《使徒行传》七章二十四到二十八节，记载保罗对外邦人，也就是具体在当时的情形当中，就是雅典的人，告诉他们，神将生命气息万物都赐给万人，不是单单给以色列人，赐给万人。
So in Acts chapter 17, verse 24 to 28, when Paul preached to the Gentiles at that time, specifically Greeks, and he talked about the Creator God.Prepared everything, life and everything in it for everyone.
圣经也告诉上帝用日头造好人也造歹人，降雨给义人也给不义的人。
And the Bible also told us God let the sun shine on the good one and on the wicked, and give a rain to the good and to the wicked.
我们今天在上午的成人主日学当中，我们从圣经中看到人的价值，人在上帝眼中的价值。
In today's Sunday school, we studied. Book of Hebrew tells about how God values people.
人在上帝的眼中有最宝贵的价值，超过这世界上其他的一切。
In God's sight, people has the most precious value that surpasses everything on this earth.
而且，人的价值在上帝的眼中是一样的，无论是希腊人，无论是犹太人，无论是化外人，无论是化内人，无论是自主的，无论是为奴。
And also, the Bible teaches the human being's value in God's sight is the same. Regardless, is a master, slaver, and civilized, barbaric, it's the same.
所以普遍的恩典，上帝赐福给所有的人。
So this is the general grace that God gives to everybody.
耶稣基督被举起来，吸引万民都归向他。
And when Jesus was lifted up,And he draw every people, all the people come to him.
但是出于我们人自私和骄傲的罪性，人往往不同意这一点，或者反对这一点。
But because out of a sin, and the people don't agree with this.
很多人就说，哎呀，我的智商比他高，所以神应该多给我一点，给他少一点。
So because of a sin, because of iniquity, we always think I'm better. Because of my IQ is higher than this guy, so I should.
有些人说，你看我的中文比这位朋友好，哎，那神应该多给我一点。
Not always say because my Chinese is better than this guy, so I should be more prosper.
其实这些都是出于人的自私和骄傲，人找到各种各种的理由，要高抬自己。
But all those come out of our sin, and people find all kind of excuse want to lift up high himself.
但在上帝的眼中，上帝看所有的人，上帝赐福给所有的人，上帝 value 所有的人。
And so in God's sight, God values everybody, and God bless, give His blessing to everyone.
那么，但是人却怎样的来对应神呢？对待神呢
？But how people respond to God?
那么在罗马书一章谈到世人的罪。
In the book of Romans, talk about people's sin.
在罗马书一章十九节告诉我们，神的事情人所能知道，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明了。
Book of Romans chapter one talk about that God is already made him known to the people.
然后靠着神所造的万物，也靠着我们每一个人省视我们自己的心、良心。我们其实是没有办法去否认神。
Just basically by all the creation we can observe and examine our inside of our heart, our conscience, we actually have no excuse to deny God.
但是世人的罪是什么呢？虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，就是不把上帝当上帝。
But the Bible said the people's sin is the basic sin is that they know God.But they not treat God as God. Basically, they don't treat God as God deserves.
所以在这里我们要特别指出一点：当圣经谈到世人的罪，在尤其是罗马书一章，圣经没有去讲亚当和夏娃。
So when Bible talk about the people's sin and the world, it didn't mention Adam and Eve.
圣经说是每一个人，世人全是这样的，他们自己犯罪，犯什么罪呢？明明知道有神，却不把神当神。
It's talk about that. It's not talk about just Adam Eve. We talk about everyone. Everyone that's on earth to commit the sin. This what this particular sin is that they know there's a God, but they do not honor that God.
对，世人全是这样。所以圣经告诉我们，这世上没有义人，一个都没有，没有人寻求的，一个都没有。
So everyone is commit the same sin, and that's what the Bible said. That there's no one, no righteous.Not single one, no one seeking God.
有些人可能会说，那我们又不是犹太人，不是以色列人，不是罗马人，我们也没有把耶稣钉在十字架上，我们为什么有罪呢？
And someone said, well, because I'm not Jews, not Israelites, I'm not Romans, and we didn't nail Jesus on the cross. Why do we have a sin?
但是每一个人都没有把上帝当上帝。
Yeah, you don't nail Jesus on the cross, but you don't treat God as God.
每一个人都想自己当上帝。
And everyone wants to become a god of himself.
所有的文明，所有的文化，所有的种族，这是一个普遍的罪行，都是这样。
Regardless of what culture, what civilization, what kind of race, this is a universal sin.
但是神却爱这样的以神为敌的世人。
But God loves this world, even this world is the enemy of God.
啊，我们再回到耶稣所说的那个比喻当中，就是那个凶恶的仆人的那个比喻当中。
Let's return to that the parable that Jesus put there about this nine dresses.
所以我们不能仅仅说那个凶恶的仆人是上帝说以色列人的，我们不能这样看。这个凶恶的仆人其实世人都是这样。
So in this parable, we cannot say this the wicked nine dresses that talking about is only talking about Israelites.Actually, God is talking about everybody.
这个恶仆人他很恶是什么呢？他知道自己不是主人，对不对？心里非常的清楚。
So the wicked vine dresser basically they're wicked is because they are not the land owner.
他自己心里清楚，但是他们却想要当主人。他说：“我要做主，我要当主人。”
But he want to become the master. He want to become the landowner.
每一个世人心里是这样的，我们知道，我们知道，我们不是主人。这一片土地，这一包括我的生命，包括我的气息，我自己做不了主。我的一根头发变白变黑，我做不了主。我们每一个人都知道。
Every one of us knows that I'm not the owner of this land, not even the owner of my breath. And one hair, whether it turn white or black, I cannot make that determination.
但是我们就要做主啊，我们要说了算。
But we want to become the lord of ourselves. I want to make the determination.
这是我的产业，任何人不要碰我的。
And this is my property. No one should touch it.
这个产业包括很多，这是比如说，这是我的思想，这是我的大脑，你不要来给我洗脑。
And this we talk of property is not just material.My thoughts is mine. My brain is not mine. Don't wash me. Brainwash me.
就是这段时间新冠疫情当中，就是至于戴不戴口罩啊，有很长时间的争论。
And in this COVID-19, whether we to wear mask or not, there's a long time dispute among people.
一个很基本的观念，很多人都觉得这是我的身体，你凭什么？要求我放什么东西在我的身体上。
And one of the reason of the dispute is that some people just said, "This is my body. Why do you have a right to tell me what to put on?"
我以前其实提到过，在开车系不系安全带这件事情上面也有类似的争论。这是我的身体，你凭什么要求我放个东西放我身体上
？And remember, I was mentioning in my preacher before, and when we have the seatbelt law.And there's a lot of argument that time. This is the same argument because this is my body. Why you have to enforce me to put the seatbelt?
所以简单的说，世人都是这样，明明知道我们不是主，但是我们却要做主。
So this is the same for all the people. We know we are not owner, we are not the lord, but we want to become owner. And we want to become.
然后当归给主人的，或者当归给神的，要归给自己。
and the things that we should give to the land owner, and we should attribute to the land owner, but we don't want to do that. We want to give it to ourselves.
所以那个恶仆人就说，让我们把这个主人的儿子杀了吧，这样他的产业就是我们的了。
So the wicked vineyardress basically said, okay, if we kill that son, then all those properties are ours.
那么什么是应该归给上帝的呢？
So what the things we should give to God?
上帝说他不要千山的牛羊，不要这些东西。
And God said he don't want the ox and the sheep.
那上帝要荣耀归给他。
And God wants the glory to him.
荣耀归给至高之处的神，上帝要荣耀都归给他。
And the glory to the utmost God. And God wants to give all the glory to him.
那人呢？人总想把荣耀归给自己。
But how about people? People always want to give the glory to themselves.
我的中文讲得比这位朋友好，我比他更多荣耀。
My Chinese speak is better than this person, so I need more glory than this guy.
啊，我的文化，我的文明，那比他好，那我要比他有更多的荣耀。
My culture, my civilization is better than his, so I have more glory than him.
啊，我的历史，我的文明，今天很多时候谈这个华人的荣耀。英国人的荣耀，这个国那个国家的人的荣耀，或者荣耀归给什么一个地方、一个国家、一个城市，荣耀归给我。
So today we always hear people talk about the glory of the Chinese, the glory of the British kingdom, and the glory of this kingdom, and glory give to this place.
圣经说不，荣耀归给至高之处的神，平安归给神所喜悦。
Now, Bible says the glory to the utmost God, and then the peace will give to the people.
恶，凶恶，恶在哪里呢？明明知道自己不是主，要做主；明明当归给主的，要归给自己。
So the wicked vineyardress, what's the wicked about? Is that the things is not belong to them? They want to have it. The things they should give to the owner, but they want to have themselves.
然后这个反映到行动上面来，那就是要杀上帝的先知，上帝的仆人，一直要杀到上帝的儿子。
So those thoughts, those kind of idea reflect on the action is they kill the prophet of God, in the end they kill the son of God.
在耶稣所讲的这个比喻当中，有一点我们要特别注意到，没有一个仆人站出来说，哎呀，让我们不要这样做吧，我们已经杀了太多的这个上帝这个主人派过来的通知我们仆人让杀太多，让我们停一下，停手吧。
One detail we want to pay attention to the story that Jesus told is that in this whole thing, there's no single vineyardress that said, okay, we already killed enough of the prophet, can we just stop now? No single one.
这一次来的是主人的儿子，就这么一个儿子，我们不要再杀了好不好？我们停一下好不好？
And then no single vineyardress said, okay, this time it's come the son. That's the only son of the landowner. Can we just stop? Don't kill him?
没有，一个都没有。
No single one.
对，圣经说没有一人，连一个都没有。
So that's what the Bible says. It's written, there's non-righteous, not one.
当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，这是当时地上的宗教力量把耶稣钉在十字架。
At the time when Jesus was crucified on the cross, actually is the religion, the force of the religion on earth, nailed Jesus on the cross.
也是当时最强大的政治力量，罗马帝国把耶稣钉在十字架上。
It's not only the most powerful religious force nailed Jesus on the cross, and also at that time is the most powerful political force, this Roman Empire, nailed Jesus on the cross.
是以色列人、犹太人把耶稣钉在十字架上，因为耶稣他那个荆棘冠冕上写犹太人的王。
It's the Israelites who nailed Jesus on the cross, because in this form crown, he said, "King of Jews."
也是外邦人把耶稣钉在十字架上，因为又用希腊文写了，这是王。
Not only Jews that nailed Jesus cross, also the Gentile nailed Jesus on the cross, because in the crown also written in the in Greek said this is the king.
一个是所谓的旧约时代的上帝的选民，一个是选民之外的人，一起把上帝定道成肉身，上帝定了十字架。
So you can see the two groups of people. One group is called the chosen people of God, Israelites. The other is the Gentiles, and they both together nailed Jesus on the cross.
没有一人，一个都没有。
So there's no righteous, not one.
全部拒绝神。
All reject God.
在我自己信耶稣以来，我跟人家传福音的过程当中，我其实越来越体会这一点。
And since I become a Christian, or I started to preach the gospel to other people, and more I kind of understand this, what this passage is going to say.
我以前跟我的一些朋友去传福音，他们很多人都是非常好，非常 nice, 非常文明啊，非常有受很好的教育的人。
And I've been preaching to a lot of my friends. They are all nice people, and they have a very good education. They are very civilized.
我跟他们谈任何问题，他们都很平和，可以讨论，可以彼此尊重不同的观点，任何问题都可以。
And I can talk to them with all kinds of problems and issues, and we can be very talking peaceful and respect each other's point of view.
我们在一起出去玩呢、啊。做任何的活动，玩任何的游戏，他们有时候很不喜欢，但他们也很 nice, 也很配合啊。我们在一起有很多的乐趣。
And we go out for some social activities, we play all the games, even some games they don't like, but they're still kind of very nobly and to cooperate.
唯独，我对他们说，你们要信耶稣，不信耶稣要下地狱。
But only one thing, and I tell them to, you need to believe in Jesus, and if you don't believe in Jesus, you go to hell.
他们说闭嘴
and they will say, shut up.
唯一的一件事情
that's the only thing.
其他的事情怎么样都可以
all the other things, do whatever you can.
我给他滔滔不绝讲各种奇谈怪论，他装作听得津津有味的样子。
I can talk all kinds of gossip to him, and he will feel very interested, or even at least pretend interested.
看一些无聊的电影，听一些无聊的音乐，OK。
And I watch a lot of boring movies and hear a lot of not so exciting good music, and still okay.
讲耶稣一句话都不信。
But talk about Jesus, not even single sentence.
这么无聊啊！怎么这么枯燥啊！一分钟都不可以。
And they even cannot stand for just for 1 minute.It feels so boring.
没有一个都没有，没有人爱耶稣在这个世界上。
So it's just reflect this one.
按我们这里说，没有人爱耶稣，有人爱耶稣。福音书告诉我们，有人爱耶稣。
Of course, when we said there's no one righteous, no one loved Jesus, of course, gospel told us there's somebody loved Jesus.
罪人爱耶稣。
And the sinner loves Jesus.
忧伤痛悔认罪悔改的罪人爱耶稣。
And the sinner that was whipped and humbled and repented, those sinner loves Jesus.
他们爱耶稣超过爱自己的一切，超过爱自己的生命。
They love Jesus more than everything, more than their life.
那些骄傲的、自以为意的、要归荣耀给自己的人，他们恨耶稣。
And those pride and those self-righteous.Person, and they hate Jesus.
他们对于主耶稣一分钟都不能容忍。
They cannot tolerate Jesus even for a single minute.
我们刚才看到世人对耶稣对神的抵挡。我们从圣经中来看世人对神的接待。
And we just read Bible about how people reject God. And now we look at how the world.
我们可以从旧约当中看到约书亚是怎样来面对神。
Let's look at the first one thing in the Old Testament, in the book of Joshua. See how Joshua receives God.
在约书亚记五章十三到十五节。
In Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 to 15, for this event.
约书亚记五章十三节，圣经这样说：约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里。有拔出来的刀对面站立约书亚到他那里 问他说你是帮助我们呢是帮助我们敌人呢
So this is the verse 13 you can see on the screen
然后14节这位神人他就说他回答不是的我是来做耶和华军队的元帅约书亚就伏伏在地下拜说我主有什么话吩咐仆人
Now that's verse 14
耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说把你脚上的鞋脱下来因为你所站的地方是圣的约书亚就照着行了这是一个接待上帝的人
And you can see here Joshua is a person who received God
他把上帝当作他的主来接待
And he called God his Lord
他不是一开始就先入为主的说那我是以色列人我是神的选民那上帝一定是帮我呀
And he didn't like think about okay I'm an Israelite I'm a chosen people so God will help
那就像我们今天很多基督徒说那我是基督徒啊那我说什么都是对的我做什么事情都是神要支持要同意的
And just like some Christian today he said because I'm a Christian so whatever I do say and God should support and agree with me
这就是所谓的双重标准了。
And this is kind of double standard.
你这样说，你这样做不行的，那是邪恶的，因为你不是基督徒啊。
And when you do this, you cannot do this. This is wicked because you are not Christian.
我可以啊，我是基督徒啊。
I can do it because I'm a Christian.
这是非常非常错误的思想。
This is a very wrong thinking.
所以约书亚心中没有丝毫这样的想法。
So,Joshua doesn't have this perspectives.
约书亚没有说我是神的选民呐、啊，我是亚伯拉罕的后裔呀、啊，所以神一定帮助我，这还有疑问吗？约书亚没有这样的想法。
And so from Joshua's reaction, he doesn't have this perspective. So because I'm a son of Israelites, and God will definitely help in this war.
所以他又问这个人，就是你到底要帮谁呀、啊？他不是说你来肯定帮我。
So when he saw this person and asked him, "Who are you going to help?"Help us or the enemies.
那这位神人他也说，那我不是来帮谁啊，我是来做元帅的。
And but this person, of course, it's God himself, said, "I am not to come to help him. And he, which side? I want to become the commander of God. I come to become a lord."
哎，这时候约书亚就伏伏下拜，他说：“主人，你有什么话吩咐仆人？”他就说：“哎呀，那我就做你的仆人。”那我就做你的仆人。
And then Joshua fell down and worshipped and said, "Okay, call him Lord."
然后这个人就吩咐，那你做仆人要有个仆人的样子啊。
And then this person said, "Oh, if you want to become my servant, then do what I said to you. Have a manner of a servant."
信耶稣要有个信耶稣的样子啊。
When you believe in Jesus, you should have the manner of a believer in Jesus.
敬畏神要有个敬畏神的样子啊。
Fear God, you should have the manner of a fear God.
爱上帝，爱耶稣，要有个爱耶稣的样子。
Love God, love Jesus. You have the manner of love God, love Jesus.
耶稣亚那个时候，你把鞋脱下来。
And then he said, "Take off your sandals, off your foot."
你跪下来还不够，你伏伏在地还不够，你把你的鞋脱下来。
It's not enough to fall down and worship. Take off your sandals.
因为这个地方你站的是圣的，
Because the place you stand is holy.
在这个地方你见到了神。
Because you see God now.
哎，约书亚就照办了。
And then Joshua did what he said.
这叫接待神。
And this is called receive God.
这叫接待耶稣。
This is called receive Jesus.
这叫接待这个世界上的。
And this is called receive the kingdom.
我们今天很多时候对耶稣的态度就是你来帮助我吧。
So today, there's a lot of our attitude to Jesus is that you come to help me.
我们对上帝的态度就是说，你做我的帮助者吧。
And our attitude to God is you become a helper of me.
我要做这件事情，我不够有力量，不够有智慧，你来帮助我吧。
I want to do these things. I have lack of strength and wisdom, so you come to help me.
上帝说不，上帝从来不听人的智慧。
And but God here says no. God is not here to do things according to people.
他要来做主的。
He want to come to the Lord. become a Lord.
就像耶稣啊，你把耶稣就当做一个厨师，那耶稣不干的。
And just like Jesus, he wanted to make Jesus a king and become a provider, and Jesus left him.
我们再看圣经另外一处对耶稣的接待，对上帝的接待。
Now let's look at another example of that people received Jesus.
我们看路加福音七章三十六到五十节，大家可以看到眼前的屏幕。
And this is recorded in Luke chapter 7, verse 36 to 50, and you can look at it on the screen.
我给大家来读一下。
I'll read, you can read on the screen.
路加福音七章三十六节，有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。那城里有一个女人是个罪人。知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着盛香膏的玉瓶，站在耶稣背后挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。那请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说：这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。耶稣对他说：西门，我有句话要对你说。西门说：夫子，请说。耶稣说：一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠五十两银子，一个欠五两银。因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？西门回答说：我想是那多得恩免的人。耶稣说：你断得不错。于是转过来向那女人便对西门说：你看见这女人没有？我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚，但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。你没有用油膏抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。所以我告诉你，他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他的爱多，但那赦免少的，他的爱就少。于是对那女人说：你的罪赦免了。同席的人心里说：这是什么人，竟赦免人的罪呢？耶稣对那女人说：你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。这里有两个人都接待了耶稣。
So in this story, there's two persons, they all received Jesus.
那么有一位就是法利赛人西门，他在家里摆设宴席，他接待耶稣。
Of course, one is a Pharisee, Simon, the Pharisee, and he set up a banquet to receive Jesus.
然后圣经还记载了这个西门还讲了不少话。
And the Bible also recorded that Simon said a lot of things.
或者是心理活动吧。
Or maybe just some thoughts.
那这里还有一个沉默的女人，她也接待了耶稣。
And also there's another woman that's kind of in silence, and she received Jesus as well.
这个沉默的女人一句话都没说。
And this woman didn't say anything.
圣经不仅没有记载这个女人说了什么话，这个女人连名字都没有记载下。
And the Bible not only didn't record anything that woman said, even didn't record that woman's name.
但是很显然，这两个人对耶稣的接待，耶稣看中一个，不看中一个。
But obviously, this two type of receive by this two person, Jesus look at values one.
西门对耶稣的接待，从外表看当然是很隆重了。家里摆好吃的，请耶稣，圣灵从里面出来。
Simon's receive of Jesus, of course, from the outward looks like very good and has a banquet.And receive treat Jesus.
但是即便如此啊，也掩盖不了心中的骄傲。
But even that, it cannot cover that his pride.
那这种骄傲不仅仅是对那个有罪的女人，对耶稣都是这样。
It's not only that pride towards that woman, it also the same type of pride towards Jesus.
这个是个假先知吧？不可能是真的吧？他如果真先知，他能不知道这个是有罪的女人吗
？Yeah, and it's.He thought in his heart, this must be a false prophet. If it's a true prophet, would he know what type of woman that is this woman?
首先就是 藐视贬低这个女人，那是毫无疑问的了。但是事实上连耶稣他都在藐视和贬低、啊、
and this is as inside thought it's not only looking at that woman he also looking at Jesus as well。
很显然在这个房子里面他把谁当主人啊？
So obviously in this house who think is the Lord of the house，
那显然把自己当主人啊。
Also he think himself is the master。
我不仅可以来藐视贬低这个女人，我也可以来藐视贬低耶稣啊！你只不过是来的客人而已、啊。
And not only I can look down this woman, and I also look down Jesus. You just one of my guests.
我可以质疑你，我可以怀疑你，我甚至可以审判判断你。
And I can question you, I can judge you, I can make a critical of you, and I can make a judgment. 啊，
显然他把自己当主人。
Of course, he became himself as the Lord, the Master.
如果他把耶稣当主人，那他就不会这样想了。
If he treated Jesus as the Lord, then obviously he would think that way.
他说，耶稣许可这个女人去摸他，去用膏膏他，那耶稣一定有他的原因。我虽然不理解，但那一定有他的原因。
If he treated Jesus as the Lord, he must be thinking that if Jesus allowed this woman to touch him, and Jesus must have his reason. Even I don't understand.Jesus must be has his own reason.
我要闭嘴，他是主人的。
I should shut up. He is the Lord.
我是他的仆人的。
I'm his servant.
我没有他那么有智慧。
I'm not as wisdom as his.
我也没有他那么有爱。
I don't have the love as he has.
很多很多事情我不知道。
Many many things I don't know.
我把我的疑问，我把我的意见，放在我的心里，我把我的嘴巴闭起来。
I'm shut up. I gotta put my question in my heart.
这是把耶稣当主人。
This is treat Lord as the Lord, Jesus as the Lord.
显然，这个法利赛人他不是这样想。
Of course, the Pharisee didn't do that way.
啊，这个房子我说了算。
And this house is what I do what I say.
但是我们看那个女人对耶稣的接待呢
？And then let's look at how the woman how he receives Jesus.
那个女人心里只有耶稣，没有其他任何的人或者事物。
So number one, we can see this woman that in her heart, there's only Jesus, nothing else.
没有考虑别人怎么看她。
He didn't even care who other people are look at her.
没有考虑自己的荣耀，自己的面子。
They even look at, consider her own face, her shame or glory.
有一次就是有一个神学院就是让我到他们的那个学生当中，因为他们学生毕业了，就是绝大多数要去做宣教士的，让我去跟他们有一点分享，然后最后就是给我一句话的时间，就最后如果你想讲一句话，你要对这些学生讲。
And one time I was invited to a seminary and to speak to a group of students. Those students are going to be as missionary. And in the end, I was allowed just give a one single sentence to say. If you have one single sentence.Say to those students, what are you going to say?
我就说，你只要考虑一件事情，就是 please God, 就是让神喜悦。
And I said the only one thing you need to consider is just one thing, just please God.
这就是唯一一件事情你要考虑。
And I said that's the only thing you need to consider.
无论你以后是去到中国，无论你以后是去到北朝鲜，无论你以后是去到穆斯林国家，去到非洲。
No matter where you go, China, North Korea, or Africa, or Muslim world,
你永远只考虑一件事情，我要让神的心喜悦。
Only consider one thing is that please God.
我这就足够了。
And I think that's enough.
其他所有的话可以说都没有太大的必要。
And all the other things is not necessary.
这个女人就是这样。
And this woman is like this.
她心里只有耶稣。
It's only one thing.
其他的他都不考虑了。
You don't care about anything else.
然后呢，全部归主，他所有的，他唯一能做的，全部倾倒在主耶稣基督身上。
It's not only that she only has Jesus in her mind, and also she gave everything to Jesus.
不保留，也不单言，唯一的可能就是这一次机会了。
No reservation, no delay, because.That's the only chance.
因为耶稣很快就要上十字架了。
But Jesus is going to be crucified.
然后耶稣在另外一处地方说，这也是为他安葬用的这个香膏。
And also in the other Bible place that Jesus also said, this is the woman did is for his burial.
所以从这里我们也可以看到，这个女人做这一切事情，她有没有想过回报呢？
And so also we can see this thing when the woman did everything, she didn't think about any reward.
她有没有想到永生的回报，这个我们不知道，但她肯定是没有期盼这个眼前的回报，因为耶稣很快就要被钉死了。
Of course, we don't know whether she think about eternal reward. That's we don't know. But at that time, at the real time, she definitely didn't think anything.Going to Jesus, going to reward them in short term because Jesus is going to be crucified.
然后这个女人是尽她所能的。
And then this woman did what all she can.
我知道那个芬妮，就是写8000多首圣诗的那个盲眼的那个姊妹哈 ，Crosby， 芬妮 Crosby。
And I know that this sister there called Fanny Crosby, she wrote.8,000 hymns.
她被称为圣诗皇后。
So talk about queen of a hymn.
她死了之后，她的墓碑上就是这句话，她是尽她所
能。And when she died, in the tombstone, there's the word, said, "Do all she can, did all she can."
她是个盲人，她能为上帝做什么
？She's blind, so what she can do for God?
她可以为上帝写下赞美诗歌，这是她能做的。
She can write down all the hymns. That's what she can do.
她这个尽她所能。
And she did all she can.
这个有罪的女人能为上帝做什么
？And this sinful woman, what she can do for God?
她去到任何地方，人们都瞧不起她，人们
都不尊重她。No one, people do not respect her, look down her.
但是她尽她所能。
But at this moment, she did all she can to Jesus.
她把她一切都献在。
She put all the things she has to the Jesus.
所以非常清楚的，非常清楚的看到，这个法利赛人，他对耶稣的接待不是合神心意的接待。
So it is very clear that the Pharisees, the Simons receive of Jesus is not the receive that God wanted.
看上去这个法利赛人也有很多付出。他至少也准备了一桌饭食啊，打开自己的家门啊，然后也讲了一些话呀，或者有些想法。
Well, on the surface, that the Simon also did gave a lot. At least they got to prepare the food and do these talkings.
这个女人呢也有付出。
And the woman also gives.
但是这个无名的女人却一句话都没说。
But this woman didn't say anything.
但是我们可以看见他那颗认罪悔改忧伤痛悔的心。
But from her action, we can see her heart of repentance, mourning of repentance.
我更能看见他对神的爱的心。
And we can see her heart of love of God.
因为耶稣后来又讲了一个比喻，就是那个主人免债务的比喻，非常清楚的让我们看见一个。蒙罪蒙赦免，然后他意识到自己的罪蒙赦免的人，这样的一个认罪悔改的罪人，才会真正的爱上你。
And so in this story, Jesus also told the parable. He said basically the things that about the debts being forgiven, and it's only the people that confess their sin and repent and can truly recognize this forgiveness.
不仅在当时那个法利赛人对上帝的接待对耶稣的接待不合上帝的心意，今天这个世界上一样的有很多很多这样对上帝的接待也不一定合上帝的心意。
Not only that the receive of God by the Simon is not what God wants, and today there's a lot of things we do, we receive God is notWhat God wants and do not please God.
我们今天思想，世人都不接待耶稣。我们想，我们这些基督徒总要接待耶稣吧？我们是基督徒啊。
And today we think that the world rejects Jesus, so we Christian we should receive Jesus, right? Because we are Christian.
但是我们要想， 我们对耶稣的接待真的是神喜悦的接待吗？
But the challenge to us is that what we do, the way we receive Jesus, is really the way that God wants.
当我们来到上帝面前，我们像约书亚来到那个神人面前一样吗？
And when we come to the presence of God, do we like Joshua come to the presence of God?
当我们来到耶稣脚前，我们像那个有罪的女人来到耶稣脚前吗？
When we come to the feet of Jesus, do we like that woman?
所以我们希望我们今天这些读圣经，这些相信圣经话的人，我们真正的能够接待神，按神的心意接待神。
So today we want to pray that us, we read Bible, we believe in Jesus, we want to receive Jesus as exactly what the Bible teaches us, and God wants us to receive Jesus.
我们最后来读两处圣经的经文。
In closing, let's read two our passages.
大家可以看到眼前的屏幕，我们可以一起来读约翰福音三章十六到二十节，还有三十六节。
Let's read together. You can look on the screen, then look at John chapter 3, verse 16 to 20, and then 36.
大家看到一起来读约翰福音三章十六节起。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒常在他身上。我们再来读一处经
文。Another passage.
哥林多前书十六章二十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 16 verse 22.
若有人不爱主，这人可诅可咒，主必要来。我们先来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父。
Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你，赞美你。
Thank you, praise you.
愿圣灵打开我们的心，打开我们心里的眼睛。
May the Holy Spirit open our heart.
让我们能够真正的接待你。
So we can receive you truly.
因为圣经告诉我们，凡接待你的，你就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
This Bible teaches us those who receive Him will give us the right to become the children of God.
这些人不是从血气生的，这些人是从圣灵生的。
They're not born of flesh, but by the Spirit.
我们愿意圣灵借着神的道，让我们能够得重生。
May the Holy Spirit can through the Word of God and give us the reborn.
让我们真正的能够按神的心意来接待神。
So we can really receive God according to what God wants.
这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
So to pray in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢冯道弟兄他信息的分享。奇异恩典是一首许多人都耳熟能详的诗歌。它的作者是约翰牛顿。Amazing Grace is a song that is a well-known song and is written by John Newton. 那约翰牛顿他本来是一个人口贩子。他本来就是一个就像在罗马书第一章讲到是一个不认识神，或是说没有把神当成神来荣耀他的一个人。但是当他被神的光照的时候呢，他的生命就得到翻转。他看到自己的罪恶，他看到自己是一个充满罪的人。然后后来他信主，他就 成为一个神的门徒，基督的门徒，他就写了这一首奇异恩典，讲了他自己得救一个经过。那他后来还致力于在英国废除奴隶的这样一个运动里面，然后后来英国他们就立法，然后废除了奴隶的这样一个制度。But John Newton, he was experiencing God's glory, and his life it was totally transformed. Then he became a Christian. Then he was part of the movement that abolished slave trading in British. That has resulted in a legislator that abolished the slave trading. 我们来唱这一首奇异恩典。奇异恩典何等甘甜，我最欠我世上尽被寻回，瞎眼尽得看见，好大恩典使我敬畏，使我心得安慰，初心之时寂寞梦回，真是何等宝贵。接下来是报告的时间。那我们今天有新朋友，那我们就请新朋友来介绍自己，让我们能够来认识他。We welcome the new friend today, visitor. Could you stand up and introduce yourself briefly? Let us know you.
Hello, my name is Brian.
Welcome you. 欢迎今天的新朋友 Brian 和 Mary， 希望他们能够继续在我们当中跟我们聚会。那在接下来的报告事项呢，基本上跟过去几周是差不多的。感谢神，从5月17号开始回到教会有实体的聚会。那基本上我们还是会按照原来现在的这样一个形式进行，会有联合的崇拜，暂时没有婴儿的看护，那我们也鼓励大家保持社交距离，戴上口罩。那不知道就是现在 Idaho 是 Phase 3， 那我们不知道会不会在人数的限上限，我们会不会是有一些改变了。最近会有一个同工会很决定。那我们在有实体的聚会的同时呢，我们还是继续有线上的聚会哦。主日学、主日敬拜还是有线上在用 Zoom 的方式来进行线上聚会。那我们继续为教会的实体的聚会来祷告。那刚刚 Abraham 弟兄也提到，我们为着我们其他的聚会，包括青少年的聚会、青少年日学，现在还没有办法进行，我们为着一些其他的聚会，我们继续来祷告。那我们 线上的聚会呢，我们继续有周二晚上的祷告会，然后周三早上的姐妹会，然后周五晚上的成人查经哦。那目前我们还是在查那个利未记，那我们也有线上那个 use 的查经，现在在列王记下。那周日早上的成主日学，我们在查希伯来书。那如果有任何奉献你没有到教会来参加实体聚会，可以用邮寄的方式把支票寄到教会的邮箱。那如果没有其他的报告事项一起起立来宣读我们的信仰告白，然后之后冯涛弟兄会带领我们做主导。一二三，请。我信上帝全能的父，创造天地的主，我信我主耶稣基督，上帝的独生子，因着圣灵感孕，从童贞女玛利亚所生，在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉在十字架上，受死埋葬，降在阴间，第三天从死里复活，后升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生。阿门。请圣男站立。
好，我们用哥林多后书十三章十四节来祝祷。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。
Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐，默祷上会。Please be seated. Silent prayer.Thank you.